Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. On this week's episode, we'll discuss the work that lies ahead for the Texas House of Representatives now that they've obtained a quorum and why that balance is tenuous at best. Buckle up for your preview of the week ahead in Texas politics. On Thursday last week, the House was scheduled to convene at 4 p.m. They waited around for almost 2.5 hours before finally announcing that they had achieved a quorum, or the attendance necessary to conduct legislative business. This put an end to the 37-day paralysis that had driven the overall state legislature to a grinding halt, ultimately killing any prospects for the consideration of Governor Greg Abbott's special session agenda during the first called special session. And as the days wore on, potentially throwing the prospects for the second session in the same trash can. Today marks day 17 of the second called special legislative session. As a reminder, a special session can only last 30 days. Put simply, the legislature has a little less than 2 weeks to get to work in passing out items on Abbott's agenda. The Senate has already primarily passed most everything on the list. They've retained a quorum. The few items remaining include the supplemental appropriations made up of a federal relief dollars as a part of the COVID relief package passed earlier this year, the restoration of their own funding, and a bill they've already considered once in changing the overall requirements for what it means to have a quorum altogether. Upon gaveling into a quorum last week, the House immediately referred several bills to committees, something they were initially prevented from doing once this special session began. Once that was complete, they adjourned until today at 4 p.m., where it's likely they will again refer additional bills. Over the weekend, the House Select Committee on Constitutional Rights and Remedies met to consider bills related to bail reform, like Senate Joint Resolution 3 and Senate Bill 6 by State Senator Joan Huffman from Houston. This issue was, of course, one of Abbott's emergency legislative items that died in the waning days of the regular session in May due to the first quorum bust. The committee unanimously voted out Senate Joint Resolution 3, but has left Senate Bill 6 pending for now. The committee also considered Senate Bill 13, which is the bill that potentially delays the candidate filing period, primary elections, and primary runoff elections, depending on when the overall redistricting process gets completed, something that is long rumored to have taken place sometime in October during its own special session. Today, the same committee is considering Senate Bill 1, or the Election Integrity Bill. This is, of course, another one of Abbott's emergency items that died at the end of the regular session due to the aforementioned quorum break, which is worth reiterating again was enabled by the same Republican leadership who have made a show of denouncing it over the past few months. Notably, this Election Integrity Bill is different than that of both the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill in the regular session and the one introduced in the first called special session before Democrat lawmakers broke quorum a second time. The committee will also be considering House Bill 20, or the bill relating to social media censorship. The Senate has already passed a version of this bill in Senate Bill 5, and though it was referred to this committee last Thursday, it's not yet been scheduled for a hearing. This afternoon, the Environmental Regulation Committee will be hearing House Bill 7 by State Representative Brooks Landgraf, a Republican from Odessa, or the bill dealing with the transportation, storage, or disposal of radioactive waste. This is a new issue on Abbott's agenda, as it was not included during the first called special session. A similar bill, authored by Landgraf, died as a result of a point of order in the regular session in House Bill 2692. The point of order then was called by Midland Representative and former House Speaker Tom Craddock. Notably, both representatives are from the same region of the state, and the dispute seems to be on where the waste itself is stored, as well as who profits. The House Ways and Means Committee will also be meeting this afternoon, and they'll hear Senate Bill 8, Senate Bill 12, and Senate Joint Resolution 2, all by State Senator Paul Bettencourt, a Republican from Houston. These are the bills that collectively are purporting to provide over $600 million over the next biennium in property tax relief. Taxpayer watchdog groups, however, like Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, take issue with this assessment and primarily call this a drop in the bucket to what is actually needed to curtail the ever-growing property tax burden on Texans. The bill that many believe would actually make the appropriate changes to provide lasting relief, something that can be felt by Texans, is that of House Bill 122 by State Representative Tom Oliverson, a Republican from Cyprus. But that bill has not yet been referred in the Texas House. Lastly, today, the House Appropriations Committee is meeting to discuss House Bill 1 or the restoration of their own funding, something that Abbott employed his line item veto on a few weeks after the regular session in retribution for his emergency items dying at the hands of the first quorum bust. They'll also be hearing House Bill 5 or the House's version of supplemental appropriations to be given to various state agencies, as well as Senate Bill 7 or the what's called 13th check for teachers or beneficiaries of the Teachers Retirement System of Texas. Tuesday, the House Public Education Committee is scheduled to meet and discuss several bills, which include House Bill 28 by State Representative Steve Toth, a Republican from the Woodlands, and Senate Bill 3 by State Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola. Both of these bills make improvements to the supposed ban on critical race theory that passed in the regular legislative session. The committee will also be hearing Senate Bill 2 relating to youth sports and requirements that student athletes play sports associated with their biological sex on their birth certificate. They'll also be considering Senate Bill 9 or the bill relating to curbing family and dating violence, as well as Senate Bill 15 relating to improvements in funding for increased virtual education. All in all, several bills are finally moving in the House of Representatives, and as they gavel in today and the rest of the week, it's likely that the remaining agenda items will start moving as well. Important to note, however, is that unlike the Senate, the order in which the House of Representatives considers these bills will likely play into the overall legislative prospects for things on Abbott's agenda. Not all of the absent Democrat lawmakers have returned, something that the remaining Republicans likely are okay with. But for the few Democrats that have returned, allowing the House to obtain a quorum, as of this recording, nothing has been done to guarantee their continued attendance or make a potential quorum break again less likely. This coincides with what the House GOP caucus chairman, Jim Murphy of Houston, indicated last week in a press conference, in that it's likely that these negotiations that they are having, i.e. Republicans with Democrats, have produced and will produce compromise to convince these lawmakers to return in the first place and to keep them here. It's unclear how that potential compromise will manifest itself, however, but it's likely we'll see the first ramifications of that here this week. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on politics and policy, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Y'all take care.